On the Alaskan island of Little Diomede, they'd welcome an airplane right now. The 114 people who live on the island in the Bering Sea have been cut off from passenger air service for more than 3 months, which means they've been unable to get to the mainland for basic health care. A helicopter brings in mail to Little Diomede, but the usual twin-engine helicopter has been out of service since July. And the single-engine aircraft that Evergreen Helicopters is using instead can't carry passengers over water. Jamie Akinga is the city clerk for the city of Diomede. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And let's place where you are exactly. Little Diomede in the Bering Strait. You're just 2.5 miles from Russia, right? From Big Diomede? You can see it?
Yes, it's right in our front yard, so to speak.
And how far to the mainland, to Nome?
To Nome is about 123 miles.
And what does it mean for people there to not have that helicopter service that could get you to the mainland?
At this point, I believe the entire community is pretty frustrated. These near 4 months has been a long, long time for those, especially the chronic patients who go in regularly to be seen by a doctor.
Hmm. So for regular doctor visits, it would be a pretty typical thing for somebody to hop on the mail helicopter and go over to Nome?
Since our island is so remote and isolated and our transportation once a week, we don't have the advantage of having regular visits from a medical team. Most of our visits are scheduled when the ice runway is constructed.
What happens if airplanes can't land? There is a time of year when they can. Can you walk us through that?
Yes. When the ice comes in and freezes over thick enough for an ice runway to be constructed, the last winter season the ice was not stable and it didn't freeze thick enough for the runway to be constructed. So we had Evergreen mail service by helicopter throughout the entire year.
And what happens if somebody on Little Diomede has a medical emergency?
During an emergency situation, as to where a patient needs to leave, Evergreen or the National Guard Blackhawk will fly their helicopter out here to pick up that patient.
And what are you hearing from people who have been, you know, stuck there for the last almost 4 months now?
Lately, we've practically given up on the fact that we're going to have passenger service sometime soon.
You've given up?
Just about. It's really frustrating, and well, we're pretty much at a loss of patience for that time to come.
Well, Ms. Akinga, best of luck. I hope things work out.
Thank you, and I'm hoping one day the congressional leaders of Alaska will remember that 114 people are out here practically in the middle of nowhere and find a way for us to have an obligation for passenger service, not just to be able to come home on a space available flight once a week, if that.
Yeah, and you don't even have that right now.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Akinga, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Jamie Akinga is the city clerk on the island of Little Diomede, Alaska, in the Bering Strait.